Just started and playing in Australia as well on one of those fast track just after it plays in the US deals is Defiance, the new TV series. And it's had a lot of discussion online. It was a big thing coming up. It's from the Sci-Fi Channel or Sci-Fi Channel or whatever we call them these days. It's had a big deal as it was coming up. It has a whole massive online role-playing game attached to it and all the rest of it. And so finally, when it came out, I figured this is great. I'm going to get to watch some decent science fiction again and start watching the episodes. Have you seen as well, Roman?
It's not a bad Western.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably fair enough. I was going to say I like it better than that. I think there's elements in it. But I agree with you that it's a Western. But maybe it's a good Western, which should count. The basic premise is that we've got a sometime in the future, not very distant future, aliens appear around Earth in a whole stack of giant sort of arc terraforming spaceships from somewhere.
You wonder what they're fleeing.
Yes, and that's sort of hinted at a few times, and there's a promising thread they could play with in the story. And strangely, they're not just one alien race. It's a whole stack of different alien races who have all banded together to come here. And they came here because they believed, apparently, that Earth was dead, and they could terraform it and live on it. They arrive, they discover Earth is not dead.
What, all those radio signals we're sending out don't give them a clue?
I was a bit lost on that. If you were flying a whole stack of spaceships across the universe in order to terraform a planet, wouldn't you send a scout ahead first or something just to check it out, you know?
Maybe they did, and when the scout arrived, it was a dead planet.
It would have been a long time ago, and they spend a long time in travelling on those grounds. And then when they did get here, why didn't they just say, hey, I think we'll go to Mars now or something else, you know? It seemed to...
Earth's much better real estate.
Yeah, well, anyway.
But then they do end up terraforming a lot of it. Alien-forming a lot of it, don't they?
It's something along those lines. I mean, the story effectively is that they have a deal with the Earth and we allow some people to land here and some of the aliens, and they set up their little camps and everyone's chatting and they're about to, like, make friends and work out a deal when one of them's assassinated. Oops. Starting a war, which is a massive, huge, giant war which goes on forever until suddenly all of the alien spaceships are destroyed. And it's argued, you know, they blame the Earth people for doing it, and we blame them for doing it, and vice versa. And when in destroying them, that sets off all the terraforming, which completely destroys the nature of the planet and all the cities and everything else.
Well, you've suddenly got these giant arc spaceships crashing onto the planet.
It
doesn't help.
Releasing their terraforming stuff. Yeah, it wasn't a good situation. And so now we're in a situation where on Earth, you've got all these aliens wandering around, you've got the humans wandering around, and at first they're in a war, but then a small number of them stepped forward and said, we should work together and stop this war, and they did, and they're a defiant few, hence
yes.
Defiance. And premise is good.
Great idea. And Defiance actually turns out to be a town.
Yes. I can see this working. I mean, they have some likeable characters. They've got a good set of alien races with radically different backgrounds to play with. I think the producers have been too caught up in setting up all the formulaic components that they want for the series, and not enough time just exploring the interesting situation that they've created.
Well, it's only, three or four episodes in, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're watching the first episode and two things sprung to mind for me. One is that this is effectively the same formula they use for Eureka in terms of characters, and that there's a whole lot of things that the producers have put in here for the writers, which I really hope the writers don't touch.
You hope the writers don't touch?
No, you know, things like the Romeo and Juliet stuff and all of that sort of thing. I just would rather it left out. But we'll see where it goes, because it has genuine promise.
So that's Defiance, and currently screening on Australian TV.
Yep, and of course there's always a video game, if people are thus inclined. Reviews are negative.
Ah.